Thank you and good afternoon. Fire personnel with the Arcata Fire District responded to a structure fire at the Arcata Mobile Estates on Alliance Road this afternoon. Battalion Chief Kurt Watkins was the first to arrive on scene as he reported smoke coming from the back of the office building. Multiple engine companies later arrived on scene and the fire was extinguished within minutes. Further information gathered at the scene indicated that the fire was ignited by isopropyl alcohol fumes coming into contact with a spark. No injuries were reported, and the fire was stopped before any significant damage was done. In total, the fire damage was estimated at $1,000. Fire crews are out on scene in the Klamath National Forest east of Happy Camp battling the Gap Fire, which has burned more than 8,000 acres since igniting on Saturday. More than 700 personnel are battling the blaze, which increased yesterday evening as high winds fanned the fire, and the fire has destroyed 5 homes and 6 outbuildings, and it threatens many other structures. Evacuation orders have been issued to residents near Hamburg and Horse Creek, and an advisory has also been issued for Scott Barr. The cause of the fire is considered suspicious and is under investigation. Northwest of Wichpeck, the Tully Fire is at 70% containment after fire crews made considerable progress overnight. The cause of the 600-acre fire is officially listed as arson. The Humble County Sheriff's Office swore in 5 new Sheriff's Office employees following a swearing-in ceremony that was held on Monday. Tyler James and Tim Jones were sworn in as deputy sheriffs, while Roque Flores and Richard Sanchez were sworn in as correctional deputies. Katrina Gutierrez was also sworn in as a correctional cook. In a national college ranking list by Washington Monthly magazine, Humboldt State University ranked in the top 10% of colleges in the country that provide master's degrees. The rankings were issued yesterday, and Humboldt State ranked 53rd out of 634 universities listed, joining several other Cal State universities, including San Bernardino and Stanislaus. The Washington Monthly magazine rankings are created based on a sample of more than 1,400 colleges, which includes public, private, nonprofit, and for-profit schools. Dan Squire has Eureka City Council news.
The Eureka City Council will hold 2 public meetings to discuss 2 amendments to the city's local coastal program for the cultivation of medical marijuana within city limits. The changes are focused on making conditional use permits for cannabis cultivation easier to obtain by amending the city code to allow for a discretionary minor use permit that is less costly and less burdensome for applicants. The first meeting will take place at next Tuesday's regular council meeting, with a second to be scheduled soon after.
Thank you, Dan. Residents traveling south on Highway 101 are urged to drive cautiously and to expect minor delays as crews wrap up work at the Eureka Slough Bridge on Wednesday. Road crews began work on the bridge on Monday, and the southbound lanes will be restricted to 1 lane once again from 9 a.m. to 1 in the afternoon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bill authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood to expand broadband access for rural areas now heads to the governor's desk for a decision. Assembly Bill 1549 would require Caltrans to inform companies who work on broadband deployment of construction projects that include creating methods suitable for installing broadband conduit. The bill would also require Caltrans to make guidelines to facilitate the installation of broadband conduit on state highway rights-of-ways in 2018. Rural California's access to broadband service is woefully behind the times, Assemblymember Wood said in a statement. This bill creates a perfect opportunity for broadband companies to expand their network by leveraging state infrastructure projects where Caltrans is already opening a trench. 32-year-old Charles Reynolds is facing a homicide charge following a violent altercation in the parking lot of the Boomers Bar Sunday night in Laytonville that killed 29-year-old Kenneth Fisher. Witnesses report that Reynolds assaulted Fisher and left him unresponsive in the parking lot. Despite life-saving efforts at the scene, Fisher later died of his injuries at the hospital. CHP officers and Mendocino deputies tracked Reynolds to a nearby cafe, and he was booked into county jail for homicide and is being held without bail. Humboldt deputies, along with federal and state agencies, conducted a marijuana eradication operation on 2 parcels of property near Densmore. In total, more than 9,500 plants were confiscated, along with 11 firearms, 73 pounds of processed bud, hash, and materials for making the hash. 32-year-old John Applebaum and 18-year-old Shane Edwards were booked into county jail on drug and firearm charges. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.